One of the guest ensembles at Chamber Music Athens is the Jupiter String Quartet. Two of the quartet's members, first violinist Nelson Lee and violist Liz Freivogel, took a break from their busy schedule of rehearsals and performances to talk about their ensemble and chamber music in general. Lee and Freivogel, along with second violinist Meg Freivogel and cellist Daniel McDonough, have been making music together for over 17 years.
Actually, Meg and I are sisters, so we grew up together playing quartets with our two brothers. And so that was always sort of our favorite part of music making. And when we went away to college, Meg went to the Cleveland Institute of Music where she met Nelson and Daniel. And I was at nearby Oberlin College. So when we started out, we were all in those places and then gradually ended up in Boston together to go to the New England Conservatory of Music.
And since then, cellist McDonough has also joined the family. He's married to violinist Meg. The group's name, the Jupiter String Quartet, is full of symbolism. Violinist Nelson Lee.
When we were thinking about a name, Jupiter was very bright in the sky, so we enjoyed that symbolism. And then something that we have to admit we found out after we picked the name is that Jupiter has four primary moons, and so the astrological symbol for Jupiter is in the shape of a four, which is obviously appropriate for a string quartet. And then we also like that there are a lot of nice musical references, Mozart's Jupiter Symphony, Jupiter from the Planets by Holes.
Chamber music, says violist Liz Freivogel, is an important vehicle when it comes to introducing audiences to classical music.
There's so much interplay between the four voices. It's really different. I mean, orchestras can also be exciting in a different way. I think this is more conversational, and you really get to see that relationship of the four people on stage. And so we find that when we go and we introduce this music to new audiences, that that's an easy way to hook them in, to say we can have all kinds of different conversations with our music. And that way they get clued into watching the interplay on stage.
And Liz and Nelson were happy to provide a quick list of string quartets for listeners who want to learn more about the genre.
Haydn is one great to start with. I mean, he's kind of considered the grandfather of the string quartet. And then I would definitely move to Beethoven and Mozart and Beethoven after that. And then I think from the 20th century, our favorite quartets from the 20th century are the Bartok quartets.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote six of them. They're
just
amazing. They're just ingenious compositions, and he finds a way for each voice to be super interesting, and the interplay is really dynamic and folksy, and they're really, really exciting pieces.
I think, also Shostakovich and Britten. And then there's some great composers writing now for string quartets. So we've been commissioning works, every year or 2 years we commission a new quartet from a living composer.
Of course, one great way to learn more about string quartet music is to see a live performance. And during their time at Chamber Music Athens, the members of the quartet have kept a very busy schedule, performing together as an ensemble and also collaborating with other musicians. On Tuesday's finale concert, the quartet joins the Chamber Music Athens String Orchestra at Ramsey Concert Hall for music of Mozart and Elgar. For a full list of performers and performances, visit chambermusicathens.org. For WUGA, I'm Martin Matheny.